Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Hope you're having a fantastic day out there. Mm-hmm. In a little bit, we're going to get into a very important story involving our economy.
Okay.
We've got that coming up for you, one that touches all of our lives. We've got some other fun stuff and some local things we're going to be touching on here as well. But kicking off the hour with some entertainment news. And yesterday, we talked about the national anthem before the home run derby, and it being arguably the worst we've ever heard.
Oh, no.
It was bad. Ingrid Endress tried to sing the anthem, and it didn't go well. And she has come out and talked about this. Quote, I'm not going to BS y'all. I was drunk last night. I'm checking myself into a facility today to get the help I need. That was not me last night. I apologize to MLB, all the fans, and the country I love so much for their rendition. I'll let y'all know how rehab is. I hear it's super fun. Now, I will first of all admit that I do not know this person and do not know what is in her heart or her head. Right. I don't know much, if anything, about her. All I've heard every time this woman comes up is that she's a 4-time Grammy nominee. Okay. That's it. I went back, actually, after hearing her anthem Monday night, yeah. And listened to a little bit of her singing, it wasn't my thing, but just to hear an idea of what mm-hmm. she sounds like and everything. And I did a little bit of work on reading on her and everything. There are two big parts here I have to mention. One, I grew up with an addict, and it's only been in the last 15 to 20 years that I have had my father back. I saw my father go in and out of, at least off the top of my head, 5 different rehab facilities and 12-step programs and all of these things. Mm-hmm. I admit to being sensitive to this subject matter. I will also mention that in my wheelhouse, in my acting career, I have seen off the top of my head 25 to 30 actors mess up, and then the next thing is their publicist saying that they're going to rehab. And statistically, if any other thing tells you that this is often a PR move to mm-hmm. cover your bases.
Yeah.
I don't think that she sounded sober. And maybe she was. Maybe she wasn't. Only she knows that.
Yeah.
And whether this is for good reasons or not, we support her in that journey and hope mm-hmm. the best for her.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know anybody that tries to be... Maybe she was trying to be sarcastic and joking about the end there, about rehab being fun or whatever. And it just missed the mark like her anthem did.
Yeah.
there's nothing light about that subject matter. If you're dealing with this, if you're truly facing this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. You know, obviously, if you're getting drunk before you sing the national anthem on, like before millions of people... Then yeah, there's a problem there. She's got something to address. Now, the question is not just about the publicity part that James was talking about. Is it actually going to do anything for it? Because she's got to want to do it.
Right.
That's
right.
The whole thing. Just going into rehab is not going to stop it.
It's not going to change anything.
Yeah. Exactly. So, I guess we'll see. But if she does indeed have a problem and she needs to address it, then yes, I really hope she gets something out of it. But it doesn't sound like she's entering it in the best way.
No.
So
and when you're doing it for, if you're not doing it for the right reasons, i.e., yourself. Because I can't think of a man loving a person more than my father the way he loves my mother. Mm-hmm. And I can't think of a person loving their children the way that my dad loves us and loved his parents and all these things. And every time he went in, it was for those reasons. And every time, he was the same guy coming out. It wasn't until the end when he finally realized, I've got to do this for me mm-hmm. and them.
Yes.
And that was the change.
Take care of yourself first. Yeah.
Yeah, you really have to in life. One of the biggest lessons I'll ever learn in my life. Mm-hmm. A big part of the reason I was born with stuff in my veins. I was born with heroin and coke in my veins. Mm-hmm. I am born to addiction. I would be so much worse. There's no way I would even be conscious, let alone in this job, without that lesson from my father. I admit, again, I take this subject very seriously, but I think we all need to. And I think we all need to be able to look at people like this, even if we've never touched a drink of alcohol or a cigarette in our life or anything, mm-hmm. to not judge these things and understand that we don't always understand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Side question. Why are they singing the national anthem before the home run derby?
Yeah, yeah.
That seems weird.
Yeah.
They're going to do it before the game on Tuesday.
I don't know.
That seems a little... weird. Just get to the game. Just have fun.
Yeah.
Her new album is called Good Person. Just thought I'd throw that out.
It's a little on the nose.
It's pretty good, Melissa. Nicely done. Nicely done. Parker McCollum came out right away and says he has turned down every Anthem offer he has gotten. He said, I'm going to make this a kid, we're a kid show, a friendly show.
Family friendly.
Yeah. If you blank it up, you're absolutely toast. I get that to a degree, but I again, I don't know Parker McCollum, don't know him from left to right if he walked in this room right now.
Right.
But I can't think of a – is he right? Yes. But if you're asked to do the anthem, do the anthem. You're an American, dang it. Like, get out there and do it. I can't stand over patriotism. It seems like – it just seems like like you're trying too hard.
It's theater. It's a show.
You're not doing it
you're using it to call attention to yourself.
Right. Yeah, it's not about our country. It's not about supporting our troops or any of this stuff. It's about look you. At me. Yeah. I got a bigger flag than everybody else. I love this country more than you. Like, get out of here. Miss me with that. If you are a singer and you are asked to do this, go and do it. If you do a bad job, that's on you. But your country asks very little of you. And you have, as an artist, and speaking as an artist, I have very little few ways of giving back to my country. There are a handful of things I can do. If this is one of them, and I'm not a singer, but if I was asked to do the national anthem by the Rafters or somebody like that, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Maybe we'll go viral, but I'm doing it.
Do a rap, James.
I'll tell you, I wouldn't do what Fergie did and try to do some horrible bebop version of it or something like that. It doesn't have to be rocket science here. The song is already set up for you. Melissa mentioned a really good point yesterday, I thought, in that it's not an easy song to sing. So I'm not making light of that or anything.
No, it's very true. It's not an easy song.
But dang it, man. If you're asked to do this, to be afraid is one of the most un-American things I can think of. Like, what are you afraid of? Get out there and do it, Parker. Anybody else that's asked to do it.
I'm telling you, this is just strengthening my argument that the only people that should be doing the national anthem are brass ensembles and barbershop quartets. That's it. It's the only things that should do it.
Gotta like that. Yeah, I'm with you on this one. During a show in Italy over the weekend, Lenny Kravitz introduced the crowd to a special guest. He wasn't there, so he takes this phone call in the middle of it, and everybody's kind of like, what is he doing with his phone, and why is he doing that? Denzel. It was Denzel Washington.
Oh. Jeez.
He says, quote, "I'm sorry, my big brother just called me up on the phone to say hi. Y'all know Denzel Washington?" And he turned his phone to the crowd and told Denzel to say, quote, "say hello to Italy." And then he told him, quote, "all right, brother, I got to go. I'll talk to you later." And then I hung up on him.
Was that a bit, or was that actually?
Yeah,
I don't know.
So Denzel has come out and said he did not realize Lenny was out of the country.
Like,
the show was actually going on.
The show had
finished up, or I think it was actually he was trying to call before the show or some wish him good luck or something.
Right.
And yeah,
it he got his timing just a little bit off there.
I will admit though, I don't care if Denzel Washington called up right now. I'm taking that call, whether we're live on the air or not. I'm taking that call. I don't blame him.
I never realized that they had a close relationship like that. I knew that Lenny Kravitz's dad is was big in the entertainment Hollywood and the entertainment industry, so that makes sense. But yeah,
I had no idea there, and I felt like I know every single thing there is to know about Denzel Washington, and I did not know that. On the Today Show yesterday, the wonderful, the amazing Natalie Portman named the most important credit of her career. Was it Black Swan, where she won an Oscar? Maybe The Professional, where she got her acting debut? No. It's the children's cartoon Bluey. Oh,
awesome.
On season 3 episode on a season 3 episode called Whale Watching, Natalie can briefly be heard narrating a nature documentary the family is watching. Natalie said, quote, "It's a very important show for my family and I was really, really, really honored to get the part of it. It's so wonderful. It's a pure joy." And you hear her talk about this and she's very genuine about it. Actors get going in their careers and they build a career, and like an actor like Natalie Portman, majority of her career is R-rated stuff or at the very least pretty edgy stuff. And as you get older and you have kids, and all of a sudden the kids are starting to wonder, hey, where do you go every day? Like, what do you do? Because you are not a rock star to your kids.
Yeah, right.
You are not. I've heard Denzel.
Your mom, right?
Speaking of Denzel, I've heard Denzel talk about this, and it's part of the reason his son got into acting is because his son wondered, where does dad go all day? And dad's kind of a nerd. He's kind of a, like, weird. Why and all these things? And then you get to, you do the kid stuff so your kids can see these things. Robin Williams, Eddie Murphy did a very similar thing. It's just kind of cool to see the arc of their careers and where they go with these things.
Well, and Bluey is huge.
But right now, it's massive.
It really is. And what I've seen of it, that's a great show.
It is entertaining. I've seen a couple episodes. Yeah,
I loved it. I've heard. I had a friend of mine nominate Bluey's dad as the best TV cartoon dad, and I, of course, being the Simpsons guy, immediately jump in. Well, wait a minute about Homer and stuff, and then I actually see some Bluey, and I'm like, oh wait, yeah, Bluey's awesome.
He's actually a Bluey's good
dad.
Father.
Bluey's dad. Yeah, he's actually a good father. Yes. New on your small screen tonight, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with celebrities and the 26th season premiere of Big Brother. And, of course, Decision 2024, the Republican convention, starts at 8 o'clock on NBC. 2024 American Decides, Republican convention, 9 o'clock on CBS. The Republican National Convention can be seen on ABC. Black America Votes, the Biden interview, 9 o'clock on BET tonight. And and you can hear about our coverage of this right here at Civic Media, of the Republican convention.
All week long.
Yeah. Encourage you to check that out. If you missed anything, we've got the podcast available for you at civicmedia.us. Be informed, everybody.
Yes, and you can also catch the full 3rd Congressional District Forum that took place last night in Eau Claire.
That's
on civicmedia.us on special broadcast.
Nice.
I was wondering which one of us would hit on that. Thank you, Melissa. as a side note, I'd love it in 3D. That'd be kind of cool to see it in 3D. That'd be kind of cool.
3D debates, man.
Yeah, it doesn't sound very exciting.
No, probably
doesn't.
Not.
It doesn't. It seems like
one. But it's in 3D.
It seems like one of the worst versions of uses of 3D. It really does.
Only if there are ribbon dancers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that'd make it interesting. More people would tune in, I bet, too.
I think so. Let's start this, guys.
Back in the day when they were really struggling, and this is kind of an interesting throwback, but struggling to get people to come to the movies, so they did Smell-O-Vision and some of those. I love the idea of them getting like to the end of using 3D. Like, they've used it on everything, Jaws and all this stuff. Like, how about debates?
It's like he's talking right in my living room. Wow. So boring. No.
Wrapping up, the series premiere of Simone Biles Rising is on Netflix. It's about Simone's comeback this year after her surprising withdrawal from the 2020 Olympics. I cannot wait to watch that. I'm definitely going to check that out. That sounds really awesome. And a perfect gear up for the Olympics. We are going to dominate, y'all. Dominate. Get used to chanting USA. I'm telling you, get used to chanting it. Yes. We're going to be dominating.
The Olympics' biggest fan right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Cannot wait.
No. Well, maybe in Wisconsin Rapids. He's got to commiserate with my sister because she's the biggest one in Lake Mills. She's an Olympic Hulkamaniac.
Nice. We got to get a text chain going. Yes. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about one of the more important stories you are going to hear this year. Coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. I told you. No, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself. I apologize. I couldn't help myself. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Morning show. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa and Seth and the best listeners in radio joining us right now. We have accomplished something, but I have yet to hear anybody really truly talking about it or addressing the matter at hand. I admit that over the weekend, some earth-breaking news broke, and it was pretty much going to take over the national airwaves for a while. And we've had a couple of days. We've had a Monday. We've had a Tuesday this week. I've heard nothing about this. If you all have, please feel free to call up, or either of you, if you'd like to chime in, please do. But we have turned a corner here. America has slain inflation.
Oh.
Last month, for the first time in 4 years, prices on everyday goods and services actually fell.
Oh.
In other words, this June was the first time since the pandemic started that we paid less for stuff compared to the previous months.
Wow.
Nice.
Inflation is dead.
Mm-hmm.
The surprise price decline is seismic news, at least among econ wonks and others, of course. A quote from labor economist Aaron Sohier, inflation is dead and jobs are alive. We have a very good chance right now of sticking the soft landing. So huzzah, this is amazing, right?
It's a great thing.
This is huge.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure all the local news outlets will be covering this. I'm sure that your major news stations will be covering this. Let me check CNN. Let me check Fox. No, nothing. Nothing on this.
Wow.
But why? Why is there nothing happening with this? Why are we not hearing anything about this?
Why wouldn't we want to talk about good news for the American public?
The single best economic news of the past decade is a murmur. Think of this, a murmur, barely audible against a clamor of politics shouting down President Joe Biden's age or what happened with former President Trump this weekend or any of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And here's part of the crux of this. For the past 3 years, President Biden's biggest political liabilities have been painfully obvious, his age and the inflation.
Right.
And one of the problems has been more of a less evaporated. Inflation has been steadily cooling from 9% to 3% on annual basis for the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
We have not been dealing with inflation hardly at all for 2 years now. And now inflation is dead. Period. Let me say that again for the people in the back. Inflation is dead. And it is dead thanks to what we have done over the last 3 years, the work we as a country have put in. We made this happen. And it's not being covered.
Yeah.
Nobody's talking about it.
Well, and especially when it's such, you know, you touched on it there, when it's such like a hot button political thing, you know. I swear to God, when this started, you know, I get the pandemic. That was a weird time, you know, and things went crazy and all that kind of stuff. When things stabilized and then it started, the first thing, okay, you hear like one thing, okay, gas is going up. Oh my God, inflation! You know, it's they start freaking out, everybody, and then they say, and then they're not specific about it. It's like, oh well, lumber prices are going up, so maybe house building and you cost more to build a house, or maybe these things, one thing over here. But it's not like every single thing in the economy is going up, and it's like, oh, inflation, kind of thing. And now we get to a point where, like, hey, prices are actually going down a little bit. Hey, isn't that great? Yeah, crickets.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. It's like, what the heck?
It is they have the horrible story on page one, and then when they find out the facts, they do the retraction on the back of page 8.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of
little
thing.
The smallest print you can find, right?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't sell. It doesn't get. It's not clickbait.
Exactly.
Boom.
You got it.
There we go. That's where I wanted to go with this. The 24-hour news cycle was supposed to be able to keep us up to date on things. It was supposed to be able to do what newspapers and your local 5 o'clock news could not do.
Right.
It was. That was the intent of it. And all it has become is sensationalism. That's all it's done. And while I am not speaking of my civic media brethren. Or some local news outlets or somebody like a Caitlin who works at the Daily Tribune or something like that. I'm talking about national reporting. Journalism has gotten super, super lazy. They have forgotten their job. They have forgotten how to do their job. Hey, what do we want to talk about today? I don't want to get into that. That's boring. I don't want to get into that. That's not ratings. Let's talk about Biden's age again.
What's on social media?
Let's talk about Trump's little bandage on his over big bandage on his ear and everything for us. What happened? Let's get into that. That's easy. That's low hanging fruit. That's what we'll do. And why do they do this? Not just because it's easy. Where are the, who is watching? Who is giving them these ratings? We are. We are. We need to face this. We need to quit. Every person out there listening to this right now, every one of us need to take accountability for this. Every single one of us. Don't give me, it's not my fault. I didn't do it, blah, blah, blah. You're an American. You're part of this country. We got to start unifying. We got to start working together. And pointing the finger is a child's act. I didn't make the mess. They did. Why should I have to clean it up? Because you're in this house. That's why. Because you're family. And you do things for family. You do things for each other.
Mm-hmm.
All this has been done is on our watch.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have to take claim for it. Just like we can all take some credit for helping kill the inflation. And just like we can take credit for keeping democracy alive, every one of us, whoever you vote for, as long as you're voting, you are helping keep a democracy alive. You are helping freedom ring. Good on you. Way to be. Just like we take credit for that, we have to take the blame when it comes down to these kind of things. Mm-hmm. And journalism has gotten so bad in part because we have accepted it, because we have not demanded better. We continue to watch. We continue to give them their ratings. We continue to buy the newspaper. Well, a couple of us buy newspapers.
Are there any left?
People don't want to pay for news anymore. They don't want to buy it. They want it for free.
Then you
so
have.
What do you expect when you get something for free?
Right. Get what you pay for.
Then quit barking, little dog. Quit barking. You got nothing to bark about. If you are not adding to the solution, you are part of the problem. That is it. The only way this gets better, the only way we actually get real news out there, is if we demand it. Demanded. People like to throw the word fight around. We're going to fight for this. We're going to fight for that. And they mean it metaphorically, of course. Mm-hmm. And it's a joke. Because if they were actually fighting for something, they'd be getting something done. Mm-hmm. This is where we need to really rise up. This is where we need to actually do something about it. Stop watching the national news. Stop giving them the ratings. Do demand it. Reach out to them. Reach out to the program directors. Reach out to the people in charge of these things, producers. Reach out to the advertisers and say, I demand real news. Why did I not hear that the inflation is dead? Mm-hmm. Why are you covering a story that you have covered every angle of and every possible angle thing of? Mm-hmm. And we're going over, and you did that like 5 days ago, and you're still covering this story. Why are we not covering the actual stuff that is affecting my life? Because guess what? What is happening to these two politicians on the campaign trail? Not affecting my life. Not affecting my day to day.
That's true. That's very true.
Demand better, people. Demand it. Mm-hmm. Demand it of me. I'm not even just talking about all that. Demand it of me as well. I beg for that. I ask for that of you. We want that. If you're any good at your job, you should want that. Mm. And if you're not, get out of the dang business and go be a reality star. Because we got real journalists out there. We got
there
people
are.
Working
yeah.
really hard, mm-hmm. Especially on the local levels. I know it's going to sound like I'm just talking about this because of I work at this company and everything, but I am damn proud of this company and the work that is done here. From everybody from Melissa to anybody else that is working in the news department, they work their tails off. You guys don't see all the things that they do, all the running around,
right.
all the double checking of facts and making sure that everything is right. It's important. If you care about this country, if you truly do want to wave that flag, you really do want to be American, then help democracy, mm-hmm. help truth, and fight for real news. Get out there and actually work for this, demand this, and spread the word about inflation being dead.
Yeah, that's good news.
Good
that's
news.
Good news. Someone wake up Jerome Powell.
Yeah, yeah.
And let him know
yeah,
it's finally
yeah.
gone. He can... So I'm being a dope. Anyway,
I will say though, I make all this barking and I get on my soapbox and all this stuff. I did not go to the funeral for inflation. I did not. I should be respectful.
Did you send flowers?
I did send flowers. Did send flowers. Did send flowers. And yeah, among other things. You can find out more about this subject by looking at your computer. Throw it into your search bar because it's all out there, everybody. It's actually being
computer. Tell me up, and no, I'm saying
it is actually being covered by some outlets just online.
Yeah.
Nobody's talking about this on your TV,
on TV
or anything like that. Please correct me if I'm wrong. I want to be wrong on this subject. Please tell me I heard about this last week or blah blah blah. Please 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. We're going to get to some real news right now, and we'll come back and have some fun. A little bit later, we're going to get into the states with the biggest sweet tooth. We got that one coming up for you on The Morning Show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. Thanks for joining us on this hump day.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows they should probably cut back on sugar a little bit. Yes, Mom, I know. And everyone plans on starting doing that tomorrow, tomorrow.
I'll get it tomorrow.
I'll put it off till next week.
But, you know, it is summer. And then, of course, you got holidays coming up. And you know what? I'll get to it. The American Heart Association recommends a limit of 9 added teaspoons of sugar for men and just 6 for women. And everyone is blowing way past that.
Yeah, yeah.
There is a map online that breaks down sugar intake by state. And the state with the biggest sweet tooth is Kentucky.
Really? Okay. It's all those mint juleps they drink.
Oh, yeah. 21.2 teaspoons per day, the average Kentuckian eats.
Wow.
Mississippi is next, and the other sugar-heavy states include Oklahoma, Arkansas, West Virginia, South Dakota, Indiana, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, and Hawaii.
Hmm.
Alaska is the state with the lowest average intake at 14.8 teaspoons. That's still around double the recommended amount. Oregon is close behind, and the other low sugar states are California, Washington, Idaho, Montana, New York, Massachusetts, and New Jersey.
All right.
If wondering, locally, of course, Wisconsin is right in the middle of the pack on this one, with an average of 15 to 16 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Okay.
So, what are your first reactions to this, other than I really want a donut right now?
Talking about sugar makes me hungry. No,
if you're drinking any soda, you're automatically increasing your sugar intake.
Exactly.
Exponentially.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy. You know, you just grab a soda and drink it, and you don't think about it.
Mountain Dew is almost 20 teaspoons of sugar.
Right there. Yep.
So I couldn't help myself. There is a connection to this and some other things we have talked about today, and that is addiction. The things that for every time we look at, well, this is definitely addictive, we know that sugar is addictive, but we don't really address it. We don't really talk about it much.
Part of the problem is sugar's in everything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So much of what we eat, especially processed stuff, it's in there. We
talked about processed food yesterday.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they do add sugar.
They do.
Yeah. Let's hear what you have to say out there. Good morning. You're on the show.
How could California be so low when they drink all that wine out there?
That's an interesting question. Yeah,
that is a good question.
Mm-hmm.
And then for Wisconsin to be in the middle of the pack, I mean, when you drink some beer and all that stuff, doesn't that, you know, enhance your sugar intake a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some sugar in beer, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that. I'm just learning that. Yeah. I am 47 and I am just learning that. I did not know that. Kevin, are you a sugar guy? Do you have a sweet tooth?
Who doesn't have a sweet tooth? I mean, especially in the summertime when it's the hot days, it's like, let's go down to Dairy Queen or go to Culver's and get some concrete mixers or blizzards or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, summertime is the most, probably the most where I get my sweet tooth.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think
ice cream is better in hot weather.
Yeah, it really is. I think around the holiday marathon is when I probably have the most sugar. You know, Halloween to January 1st.
It's so much more available there. Right there. Yeah,
it's a long stretch. It's a long stretch, but I'm just trying to be very honest with everybody that I definitely take in more sugar in that stretch than I do the rest of the year.
Totally makes sense.
Is this something? Because I think oftentimes the immediate reaction is, well, we have to completely get rid of sugar, or something like that. It's always an extreme. Doesn't this seem like an opportunity for us on a case by case basis, each of us individually, to look at, okay, I can't get sugar completely out of my diet, but you know what? I'm going to have one less soda, or I'm going to do one less of these, have one less candy bar, or something like that. It's an opportunity for us to kind of make our own changes individually.
Yeah.
Or am I insane?
Oh, no, no,
well, I am. Okay, all right. That's not fair. I am crazy. That's not fair to ask you guys.
It's all good when you try to do it, but it's just, you know, when you talk to doctors, especially if you're trying to cut sugar out, you know, lose the weight or whatever, but if you're craving that chocolate bar, well, then you start eating everything else around that chocolate bar, and you're putting the weight on anyway. So I've always been told that if you have that, you know, urge, have that one chocolate bar, and that's it. Just one. Mm-hmm. Do it in moderation.
Right.
Limit yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
you're still lose weight. It's just that your body's craving something, and you just get moderation.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, Kev, as long as I've got you, I was going to message you this. It does look like your interview with us yesterday is up on the podcast at civicmedia.us, so you can go ahead and check that out.
I just saw that, and I shared it with the people that I needed to share it with.
All right. Excellent. It was great having you in studio the other day, man. We'll talk again and have you on real soon, okay?
All right, we appreciate it, and it was a good time. So.
Take care. Yeah, thanks for the call, as always, man. Best listeners in radio right there. And we did have a great conversation about Boy Scouts with Kevin yesterday. Be sure to find that at civicmedia.us. You can find all of our podcasts right there. Mm-hmm. So in for a penny, in for a dollar is a little bit of the feeling often with sugar. Where, well, I already ate this. I might as well go all in.
That happens with a lot of things, but I think you're right. Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, I already destroyed my whatever it is, you know, at this point. Might as well just keep going. But like Kevin said, you know, if you could just limit, you know, you know you want something, you know, just have the one thing and then be, you know, be done with it. Then say, okay, that's it.
Because he is right. I have experienced that. It's like, I want this. I don't know what, you know, example.
Right.
A chocolate bar.
Sure. Mm.
But I'm not going to eat that. Instead, I'm going to eat a carrot stick. Okay, well, I'm still hungry. Well, I'm going to eat some chips. Well, I'm still hungry, and I still have this craving. Well, I'm going to eat, I don't know, this gallon of ice cream. But I still want the chocolate bar.
It's a vicious cycle.
Obviously, a whole gallon is
right. Yeah,
but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And then you just make it worse. Might as well just go right to the source, right?
And then I've eaten a whole thing of Oreo cookies.
They've got a Java Oreo cookie right now that's like a coffee cookie. It's so amazing. It's so amazing.
Oh wow.
This,
why did you tell me that, James?
I know, because I'm really hungry.
You're evil.
Keep talking food, sugar.
A little column A. Melissa. I would like to, everything I was saying before about demanding out of journalism and out of your news sources, facts, information, real stories, all of that. I'd love to say the same thing about when it comes to processed foods or too much sugar in our foods, demanding better from these companies and everything. I encourage you to do that, but I'm not going to hold my breath when it comes to these companies. They're going to go to the bottom line. So I look at my fellow Americans. I look at us as individuals to hopefully make change in our own lives. Where you see fit and where you can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where you can is the kind of the crux too.
Exactly.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. Because I'm a big believer in don't bark if you don't got an answer, if you don't got, you know, something to counter with and say, well, this is wrong, but we could do this, you know, if you don't got a solution. And so I'm scraping the barrel hill out here, I admit, at a solution for something like this, other than, you know, again, demanding out of these corporations, hey, get the sugar out of my mac and cheese. You know, I don't need it in there. It's a little like if you ever go to a restaurant and they oversalt the food. That to me is a sign, okay, well, I don't know if this is a good meal. I'm not sure. I was always raised that you only add salt to something if it's not tasting good or something like that. I'm not saying that's an actual fact and you can go ahead and trust that or something. I'm just what I grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's only so much we can do on this subject other than, you know, making our own individual change and starting there. Be your own revolution.
And you can choose to buy products from different, you know, similar. If you like Cocoa Puffs, there is a version of it. I think it's like Mom's cereal or something like that. That is the same type of flavor, but with less sugar.
Yeah, and
less processing.
I don't notice a difference. I really don't.
A lot, no.
And I noticed more of a difference when we were kids, and they went away from like real sugar to artificial. And vice versa.
Well,
like,
kids' taste buds are a lot different than adult taste buds.
That's true.
Yeah.
They're more sensitive.
They haven't been destroyed by years of coffee and Doritos.
Bad choices.
It'd be great if our teeth grew back, you know, as adults. really would, man.
Hey, they're working on it.
Yeah, it's very true. Very true. Another story that is amazing that nobody's talking about.
Sounds like a horror film to me, but okay.
We will get to our break, take care of our partners here. When we come back, got some fun stuff to get into on the morning show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Closing time.
We hope you had a fun show with us. We sure did. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're going to wrap things up, take it right to the top of the hour, get into our schedule in a moment. But we've got a fun one here about plane etiquette. I wanted to touch it on just a little bit here.
How do you spell etiquette, James?
You are just the worst. You are. Melissa, get him. So I said to Seth earlier today, I was bookmarking something, and I'm like, I label all my bookmarks, mm-hmm. and this is 10 more airplane etiquette rules, and I'm trying to write the word etiquette, and I cannot think of, like, I'm sounding it out, I'm doing all the tricks, and it's just one of those tough words to me to spell.
It is a tough word.
So if you're flying, that was hilarious. If you're flying somewhere this summer, make sure your airplane etiquette is up to snuff. Kayak did a survey on the unspoken rules of air travel. So can you recline your seat? 88% say yes, but a third say only long haul flights and red eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I'm kind of behind that, you know? I think you should be courteous to the person behind you, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you on that one, too.
Especially if they're, like, when food is delivered.
Oh, yes. The tray table. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Put your seat up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good point. That's a good note on that. And let's see. Can you take your shoes off? 56% of people say no. 44% say yes. So kind of a toss up.
Okay.
But 77% of people agree your socks should stay on.
Don't take the socks off.
Do not take those socks off.
And if your feet stink, don't take your shoes off.
No.
There is no possible way your feet don't smell. If you are on an airplane, you just spent an hour or two waiting in line and sitting there and people watching and reading your book and all of this. I have a very hard time believing that your feet smell like roses.
Maybe not roses, but they don't stink, James.
I'm not taking the chance. I take my shoes off for the CA and all that, and then I put them right back on, and they're staying on.
Wait, is he implying that your feet smell, Melissa? I don't know. Is that what he's doing?
That is exactly what he said, and I'm offended.
Does the person in the middle seat get both armrests? 57% say no. They have to share them.
Yeah. This leads me to a question. Sure. Why is there a middle seat?
Yeah.
I dislike that, you know. I mean, I guess on the really big planes you can get away with it because the seats are generally bigger, but man, no, let's just you need to limit the number of seats.
I have heard a little bit of what you were just touching on there, Melissa, that they're talking about maybe getting rid of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah, we'll see. Can you bring smelly food on a plane? 92% say no.
No, that's not okay.
Mm-mm. Don't do it. Don't do it.
The top three foods people said you should never bring on board are canned fish, hard-boiled eggs, and a full rack of ribs.
What? I got to pull out my full rack of ribs here and get something to eat on the plane.
I have flown a lot, but I have never run into any of those.
No, canned fish.
Yeah, yeah.
I would think, you know, because there's some in some of the restaurants at airports, like curry or something like that. Mm. That would be a bit much, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
Because that can be pretty aromatic.
Excessively smelly.
Yeah. Mm.
Don't talk to someone if they've got headphones on. 94% say it's the equivalent of wearing a do not disturb sign.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah. Much. Today's day and age.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. Can you tuck a small item like a jacket or purse in the overhead bin? 73% said it's fine, and even if you don't have a carry-on.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah.
Where else are you going to put it? I mean,
wait, you're not supposed to put it under your... you can put it under your seat.
In front of you, yeah, right.
But you're not supposed to, like, hold it on your lap.
No.
Can you laugh loudly while watching a movie? 58% said no. Chuckles are okay, but keep the laughter
guffaws.
To a
guffaw. Don't do that. Wow.
Yeah. I'm trying to think where a plane where I heard someone like laughing hysterically.
Yeah,
and I can't. No, I've never experienced that.
Only when they're having a conversation with the person beside them, extra loud, and think that they're hilarious.
That
I'm sorry. No, I strongly disagree with you. And please close your mouth.
I had a weird moment once. It was probably like the third or fourth time I flew, and there was a guy, and I'm the headphones guy. Mm-hmm. I got my headphones on the second I walk into that airport, and I am doing my thing. Unless I'm with people, of course. But I've flown a lot by myself, so I'm used to that. And I get on the plane, and I'm all excited and everything. And I have got the window seat, so I'm excited. This guy sits right next to me. There's nobody in the next seat. And he was big, and he was loud, and he's watching a show, and I'm getting annoyed and annoyed and annoyed, and we're going along, and he starts laughing at something and elbowing me, doing the, you know, look, and he's pointing at his screen, and he's watching Blazing Saddles, and I watch the rest of it with him.
Well, there was a twist at the end of that story.
Well.
I like that one.
I was laughing all along. I didn't even need to have the sound. I know that movie watch, so you know, well. Exactly. I was just watching it and everything. But my left
can't
hand.
Can't beat him, join him.
Yep, yeah. That's all it was, man. That's all it was. We got some good stuff to get to for today, and part of it is our schedule. Keep in mind, coming up, you got a great show lined up for you. You got nowhere else to be. Stay right here with us here at Civic Media and WFHR, where Matt and Air on Air is coming up from 10 to noon. Be sure to join Jane and Greg for that amazing show that they do. A little bit later in the day, this afternoon, 2 to 4, the Maggie Dawn Show. Mm-hmm. Maggie doing an amazing job covering not only what is going on in the world today, but giving you a fun time at it as well. Maggie has a lot of fun on that show. She gets work done, and she is covering some important topics that not everybody is touching on, but she makes sure you have a good time with it, too. She's fun.
Her and Brian do our fun team on that show, actually. Yeah. So, yeah.
Join us from 4 to 5 today for Midday Magazine, where in part one at 4 o'clock, we're going to welcome in Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher.
Nice.
Looking forward to that.
Yep.
Got plenty to talk about with Matt today. We'll have Wisconsin Rapids Community Media in with us as well. Be sure to do yourself a favor. Go to YouTube, type in your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and subscribe to their page and support the work that they are doing over there. Mm-hmm. And in part two, we wrap up midday with our good friends Mike and Luke to talk about the Historic Point Boss's Whodunit.
Ooh, the annual Whodunit's coming up. That's right.
Genuinely one of my favorite interviews I get to do every year. I love talking to these guys any chance I get, and I love this whodunit. It's one of my favorite things, the events that we have in the area. Looking forward to that.
Fun.
That'll be coming up a little bit later. We, of course, got Rafter Baseball on your radio dial tonight. The Rafters are in Michigan, take on Battle Creek. 5:20 start time, which means no playmakers tonight.
That's right.
We will be back on Friday with a wonderful playmakers. We've got a whole week's worth of sports to talk about, so we'll be getting to that. Looking forward to it. We're going to be some fun stuff there. And I did want to mention also, Seth, it is Wednesday.
Yes, and I was going to ask Melissa a question. Hey, Melissa.
Yeah?
If you were looking for something to do on a Wednesday, what would you do?
Bingo.
Bingo? Well, you're in luck, because they have bingo over at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Yay! Yeah!
Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30. Make sure you get there early and pick a seat, because they're usually pretty full.
So. Yeah, yeah. They are jam-packed over
That's
there,
That's a very popular event, so make sure you get over there in time.
That's fun.
And us over at the Family Center have our fourth annual Touch a Truck event coming up from 11 to 3, July 27th, over at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. Going to have a bunch of great vehicles down there, tractor rides, rides in water and light bucket, kids games, a raffle, family-friendly vending, all kinds of stuff going on with this event, food and prizes. Be sure to support your local Wisconsin Rapids Family Center doing some of the most vital work in this community. Greatly appreciate the support and the businesses that have gotten behind this. We're really looking forward to it. It's very exciting. Behind the scenes, we've just been so jacked about this. Yep. The Family Center does not have a lot of opportunities to raise funds. For those that did not hear, we have lost, we have been severely defunded when it comes to our Family Center and our domestic violence shelters throughout the country, not just here, but throughout the country. This community steps up when we need them to, and we need you to with the Family Center.
Yeah, so important.
The work that they are doing over there touches everybody's lives. Everybody's. And it's important work, and it's going to be a lot of fun. They love these events. Bring the kids on down. Head on over to the fourth annual Touch a Truck event with the Family Center coming up from 11 to 3, July 27th, over at Grand Rapids Lions Club.
Nice.
The 9-year-old boy named Rivers found a lost wedding ring while looking for shark teeth in South Carolina. I didn't even know they had shark teeth there. That's
yeah, on the beach, you can find them all over the place.
Interesting.
Yep. Mm-hmm. People collect them.
He showed it to his dad, and they went online and tried to figure out who it belonged to. And it turns out it was lost a year ago when a woman accidentally dropped it while wading in the water during a boating trip. She and her husband said that they had all but lost hope to ever finding the ring, and they were thrilled that Rivers discovered it and returned it.
Nice. Awesome. Very cool.
year later.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
And could AI be used to prevent collisions between vehicles and deer? Two seniors at a high school in Virginia have been hard at work on a device that could steer deer away from cars, and they have just received a $15,000 grant to develop it.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Wow.
That would be amazing.
Yes.
The system would recognize vehicles and deer through computer vision and then send out pulse and bio sounds that we wouldn't hear, but the deer would.
Oh, wow. Mm. That's amazing, especially around here. Oh, yeah.
As long as it doesn't, obviously, I'm sure they're doing it so it doesn't hurt the deer.
Right.
But
right. In a humane way, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And Seth, we had one last thing wanted to touch on.
Yeah, real quick. Don't forget, you can bring your books over to the Moravian Church for the book sale this fall. They'll be collecting books through September 15th. There's a bin right outside the office door there on the parking lot, everyone. So when you're done with your summer reading, bring your books over there, and we will find a good home for them this fall.
Yeah, yeah. Be sure to do that, everybody, and keep that up. And keep in mind, we want your feedback. Feel free to reach out to all of us. We'd love to hear from you. Mm-hmm. You too. Great show today.
It was fun.
You too, Jane.
Thanks for putting up with me always, you guys. And that goes for the listeners as well. We appreciate you. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.